Two-time New Zealand Olympian Zane Robertson has been banned from all sport for 8 years after being caught doping. The distance runner who trains in Kenya tested positive for performance-enhancing drug EPO at the Great Manchester Run in May last year. The New Zealand Olympic Committee and Drug Free Sport have condemned Robertson's actions, and we're joined now by sports reporter Felicity Reid. So what does this mean for Zane Robertson?
Well, he's 33 years old, so an eight-year ban would basically spell the end of his high performance career. So to end your career as a tarnished, as a drug cheat, that's essentially what this means for him. So he's an athlete who's represented New Zealand at two Olympics in the marathon and holds six national records. So he's somebody who's put a lot of stock in what he's able to do as an athlete and as a runner. He at the time when he was a teenager, he went with his twin brother Jake to Kenya. So they set up over there as 17-year-olds and it sort of took themselves out of the New Zealand environment to train in a place, Kenya, known for its running and runners. And it was really kind of a shut-off life to some of the types of things that athletes at this side of the world would be exposed to. So he's really, high performance has really been a big part of his life and a big focus around everything that he has done, and obviously wanting really to sort of chase those dreams and to chase the things and get those times, especially if you're willing to commit to such a big move from Hamilton to Kenya to do those types of things. We've got to remember as well that this is a ban from all sport. So you can't switch and take up javelin or football or anything like that. And it also means a ban from coaching. So anybody who as well decides to take up any coaching from him, they could also face a ban from their sport as well.
Yeah, and any races that are sponsored by professional federations, even if they're fun runs, you can't enter if you've got a professional ban.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, Lance Armstrong found that out, didn't he? Kenya has a bit of a bad reputation when it comes to athletes providing positive drug tests, doesn't it?
It does. Kenya has quite a disproportionate number of athletes who are caught up in providing positive tests, and a lot of that as well. It's their own anti-doping agency has had a bit of a bad record in switching over to WADA and following the international guidelines. But EPO, which is what Zane was caught up with, is not a common substance in New Zealand. And New Zealand Athletics New Zealand, Pete Fitzinger, has said that New Zealand athletes are actually educated on anti-doping.
I do note that there are over 60 athletes in our sport from Kenya who are currently serving a suspension, and there's 578 worldwide. It's a very active area, but each athlete makes their own decision. So, you know, there's certainly no excuse based on environment.
And to put some context on that as well, New Zealand's last positive test like Zane's was in 2009. So Fitzinger says they're quite proud of having clean New Zealand athletes and that the testing program in New Zealand is actually world leading.
Thanks for that, Felicity. That's sports reporter Felicity Reid there.